Well, as we've been hearing, the funeral of Pope Francis will take place on Saturday morning. Tomorrow, his body will be taken to St. Peter's Basilica, where people can pay their last respects. The pontiff's death has prompted an outpouring of grief from Catholics around the world, with crowds already congregating in Rome. 20 years ago, an estimated 2 million people gathered for the funeral of John Paul II. Our reporter Joe Caulfield has been speaking to Irish people who were at the Vatican this lunchtime.
So we're just here on holidays and landed on Monday morning and got the news as soon as the plane landed that the Pope had passed away. So he just epitomised more a man on the man of faith, really, and probably appealed to the normal day-to-day Catholic, I think, really. Rather than somebody up on a pedestal, he was more of a person of the people, I think.
And for possibly lapsed Catholics in Ireland, do you think that actually broke through maybe for a younger generation, that it was a greater connection maybe they feel to the papacy now?
I hope so. He probably had a bit of an uphill battle in that regard. For some people, I think he did. Yeah, more relatable, I think.
We came on holiday on Thursday, and unfortunately the set of events that occurred have us here today. We would have visited the Vatican in any event, but we were here on Sunday and the Pope looked, well, he didn't look in great health, but he was there, he was alive, he was hugging the babies. And then the next day was an awful shock for everybody here. I think everybody got a shock that he was dead. So that's why we're here today again, we were going home today, just to sort of, best we can, in the confines of the restrictions, show some form of respect to him.
How do you think Pope Francis will be remembered by the people of Ireland?
Well, I certainly his legacy will be enormous, but I think his kindness to the poor and his beckoning to world leaders to cease war and conflict. And I think particularly in Ireland, the fact that when he did come to Ireland, that he went to the Capuchin Friary, and that he, you know, he being a Franciscan, a Jesuit, and taking the name Francis, you know, that is, you know, to be kind to everyone, no matter who they are. So I think in Ireland particularly, you know, worldwide he will be remembered with great fondness, not just as a leader of the Catholic Church, but certainly as an important world leader in a reforming Pope. He started the conversations, you know, with people with, you know, the gay marriage, you know, marriage equality. You know, he while those marriages are not blessed yet, but the conversation has begun, the couples are blessed, so that's good. That was a huge step, but he brought the church up to a new recognition worldwide, and I think, you know, everyone will be very proud that for us to be here today, it's important.
It was a massive event when he came to Ireland. Were you there by any chance? Did you see him?
No,
yeah,
I
was in the vicinity of the Capuchin Friary, and he took the name St. Francis to follow in the way of St. Francis. So he had this difficulty with the institutions of the church, the trappings of the church, the excess of the church. And I always liked him about that.
Peter Nolan and Mary Hart ending that report from Joe Caulfield. Let's